So we are in Gauta. It's a very special place for our sampradaya, a very significant place for our sampradaya. And Devashikuru will give us some description why it is relevant for us. So, and while you're hearing this, think where you are. We're in the very place that these pastimes take place that he's mentioning.
Okay. So, I hope everybody had good rest last night. Fresh this morning, come here. Alright, well, I'm not going to shout, so you might have to move closer.
If you want to come closer, you can, so you can hear.
So, in general, Jaipur is very significant to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Because the center of Jaipur is the temple of Radha Govinda. And so many deities are known as Radha Govinda, so many deities of Radha and Krishna. But this particular Radha Govinda in the center of Jaipur are the Ishta Devata, the worshipful deities of Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Rupa Goswami is the chosen head of our sampradaya, chosen by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although we are followers of Lord Chaitanya, it is not known as the Chaitanya Sampradaya, it is known as the Rupanunga Sampradaya. So I think tomorrow morning the plan is that we will go to Radha Govindaji's temple for Mangal Arati.
It's certainly the plan.
Okay, so and that is at 4:30. To be there for 4:30.
To be there before 4:30.
Yes.
4:15 will be there.
Okay. So.
So you get up at 3:15, bathe, chant your Gayatri. Then we leave at 3:45 and we walk. Okay. Lecture is over. Now over to.
And we'll have some opportunity there to speak about Govindaji, or shall I speak now about Govindaji?
I think we will do it tomorrow. There's a gardens behind the temple where we can all sit down after the darshan.
Yeah. Okay. So, needless to say, Sri Govindaji, Lord Govinda, Srimati Radharani, they originally were in Vrindavan and came to Jaipur. And we'll speak about that a little bit more tomorrow. But if when you're going around Jaipur, you'll see in almost every shop you'll see a picture of Radha Govinda. And everybody telling Govindaji. Everyone knows this is his city. So, after his arrival, after some time, his worship became so popular and his worship is being conducted by the priests of Srila Rupa Goswami's followers. But Jaipur is also the stronghold of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. And Ramanuja, one of the things that he did, he's a great guru in the line of the Sri Sampradaya. The foremost guru of the Sri Sampradaya. And one of the things that he was tasked to do by Lord Krishna
одно служение, которое Господь Кришна попросил его сделать, дал ему.
was to establish the standard of deity worship according to Vidhimarga. So the followers of Ramanuja here in Jaipur, they wanted to modify the worship of Radha Govindaji. And they wanted to establish that Radha Govinda are the incarnation of Lakshmi Narayan. But our conception is the opposite of that. That Lakshmi Narayan are the expansion of the original divine couple Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. And they wanted to make their worship in the form of Aishwarya or observing many rules and regulations. But Radha Govindaji's worship is in the line of Raga Marga. That means the type of worship that's being offered by the Brajabasis of Vrindavan. So this came to a head, and they wanted to establish this. The Ramanuja followers wanted to establish their line as being the superior line, and that the worshippers of Radha Govindaji, they must come in line with that. And this became a very significant period of time in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. At that time, we're talking three generations since Mahaprabhu's disappearance from the world. And the foremost followers of Mahaprabhu at that time is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and his disciple Baladev Vidyabhushan. So word was sent to Vishwanath in Vrindavan. And they asked him to come to debate with the Ramanadis. But Vishwanath was very old and infirm at that time. So he sent his foremost follower, Baladev Vidyabhushan. And he came to debate. And this is the place where that debate took place. And we understand that this temple and the temple opposite are the original buildings where this all took place. So the followers, the pundits of Ramanuja's followers, are very strict. And it's not that just anybody can roll up and join in the debate. They first of all have to prove what is their credentials to enter that debate. So, this is also significant because historically there are four Vaishnav Sampradayas. There is Ramanuja Sampradaya, which is the Sri Sampradaya. And that is coming originally from Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. Then there is the Sampradaya of Madhvacharya, which is the Brahma Sampradaya, which comes from the creator, the four-headed Lord Brahma. And Then there is Nimbarkacharya Sampradaya. That is called the either the Hamsa Sampradaya or the Chatushan Sampradaya. And that is coming in the line of the four boy sages, the Chatushan or the four Kumaras. And the fourth Vaishnava Sampradaya is Rudra Sampradaya. And that is coming from Lord Shiva. And the foremost acharya of that Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami. So, to be able to take part in this debate, you have to prove that you're a member of one of these four Sampradayas. So when Baladev came, he, citing the, our historical line from Madhavendra Puri, as the Sampradaya of Madhvacharya. So they accepted his credentials, he was allowed to speak. But after he began speaking, in a very short time, they realized this is not the philosophy of Madhvacharya. And he is, he's actually preaching the Siddhanta of Sri Chaitanya Dev. So the pundits say, "Whoa, wait a minute. This isn't, you're not Madhva. You're not speaking on behalf of Madhvacharya. This is different to Madhva." And he said, "Yes, I cannot say that it is not. We are the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Dev."
Madhvacharya.
Yes. So then they said, "Then we're afraid you can't continue speaking." And if you want to establish that your Sampradaya is bona fide, then you'll have to show us your commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Every Sampradaya has an authorized, recognized commentary on the Vedanta Sutra or the Brahma Sutra. But Mahaprabhu did not have any commentary on Vedanta Sutra because in his consideration, Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. But the followers of Ramanuja, they didn't accept that. They just said, "Well, that's very convenient." But if you want to speak in this assembly, you will have to show some documented commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Until then, we're not allowing you to speak any further. So Baladev left the assembly and went before Radha Govindaji in Jaipur. And praying at the lotus feet of Govindaji, he began to write his commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And within 7 days, he completed that. we're talking about something which the other sampradayas, to make this commentary, would take years.
Generations.
Yeah, it's something that's formulated over generations. Within 1 week, he finished his commentary. And he considered, I have not written this, I am just the pen of Govindaji, and Govinda has written this through me. And so that commentary on Vedanta Sutra is known as Govinda Bhashya. And he presented that here to all of the pandits that were assembled here. And when they heard that, they were all astonished. And they could not but accept it as not only the authorized Bhashya of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, but the superlative, the supreme commentary on Vedanta Sutra ever presented. And on the basis of that, the whole conference was, he was the victor of the whole conference, and the worship of Radha Govindaji was established in its original form as the supreme worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is very significant. If you've read, and I'm sure most of you have, the commentary of Bhagavad Gita, known as Bhagavad Gita as it is, by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Right at the beginning, and maybe you've seen it or maybe you've skipped past it, but the dedication at the beginning is dedicated to Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan, who made the Govinda Bhashya so nicely presented his commentary on Vedanta philosophy. Is what it said. So this is where we are, and this is from that day. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev's Sampradaya was recognized as the fifth Vaishnav Sampradaya. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it is not just like an additional Sampradaya. But it is actually the culmination and, you can say, harmonization of all of the other four sampradayas. Wherein all the differences of opinions of those four sampradayas, they all have their harmonization and culmination in the sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Dev. And Bhaktivinoda says, eventually this will be accepted as the Vaishnav Sampradaya, and all other Vaishnav Sampradayas will merge into Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya. So really, how significant this place is, and how monumental in Gaudiya history this event is, we can't underestimate that. So and here we are. So Jai Sri Govindaji Ki Jai, Jai Govinda Bhashya Ki Jai, Jai Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan Ki Jai, Jai Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ki Jai, Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Rupanuga Guru Bhargya Ki Jai, Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Itai Ghaur Premanandi.
Jai. you are the MC for our whole tour. We have surrendered to you, Padmanandhu, for our Jayapur pilgrimage.
Well, shall we climb the mountain?
I'm quite happy where I am.
I know you are, Maharaj.
This is the success of our pilgrimage to Jayapur. Well, part of us.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful place.
But later on, we'll go and take darshan and give little token of appreciation to the pujaris there. Normally, they're not very welcoming unless you pay them something. He agreed that we're going to give a little darshan to the deities. Very happy. So please give some donations to the deities after darshan.
And we are meant to give. Actually, one of the very first things when we came to Guru Maharaj and we were doing parikrama in Navadvip or visiting temples was that whenever we go to a temple, we will put more energy than we take. Like just because a temple is giving prasadam for free, it's not that we are going to take prasadam. We want to give more than we take. A temple is a place for giving. And those days, some of our brahmacharis, they had nothing, really they had nothing. And I remember, anyway, Devashish Mahasam devotee also, we were doing parikrama, Navadvip Dham parikrama, we came to Nrisingapalli. And that devotee, we're all putting something into the donation box. That devotee is there with a broom, and he's very enthusiastically cleaning himself. He said, Prabhu, I have nothing, but I'm happy to see. So, you know, that mood was put in us from the beginning. So, when we come, it is natural thing to put little fund. And just think, that's what our life is meant for. We're meant to be giving ourselves. So we are giving to Krishna. That's what we are doing. What they do with it, that is another thing.
Манасу Махараджа сказал, как у меня Гуру Махараджа научилось, когда мы приходим в храм, мы должны дать больше, чем мы берем. Иногда мы даем какие-то пожертвования, там мы предлагаем наше служение. Однажды, когда мы были на Навадвип Мандапарике, мы пришли в храм Нарисимха Деви, и мы верили, что один преданный подметал двор, сказал, что у меня, может быть, нету такой средств пожертвовать, но я готов отдать свою энергию, чтобы хотя бы что-то сделать для храма. И это очень хороший пример. Поэтому, когда мы приходим в святые места, в храмы, старайтесь дать что-то, отдать что-то. Будет это служение или такое, служение в форме каких-то пожертвований, обязательно нужно что-то оставить.
And when I'm giving a donation, I'm thinking I'm giving from whoever has given me a donation. I think actually this is theirs.
Он всегда думает, я получил это пожертвование от других, и сейчас я направляю это плотным стопам Господа.
We're going
to visit few places. And many things happen. It's a very ancient Tirtha, and really I don't even remember. There's different rishis, Lord Shiva pastimes happened here, different rishis came here, they had the bhajan kutirs. Then on top of the... Sorry? Oh, all right. Okay. On top of the hill, there's a Surya Mandir. And we were talking with Devashish Prabhu the other day, and said the Maharajas of Jaipur, they would go there to ask for the blessings of Suryadev before they go to battle. It's a very important Tirtha, and we know that pujaris are there, they love Kirtan. So my attraction in Surya Mandir, besides Suryadev of course, is that devotees there, they love Kirtan, they love Gaudiya Kirtan. And whoever was there, a few parikrimas back, we remember the pujari blocked the way. He said, you cannot leave, we need more Kirtan. And we sat there for half an hour. And I remember I got exhausted, I was also sick. He said, no Prabhu, Stay more, please. I will cook for you, I will give you what you need, but please stay.
Please.
So it would be nice, even though Maharaj is very happy here, I know.
I'm very happy.
It's a hike on top of the hill, but it's not a very long hike. It would be nice if we all go there and have a kirtan.
And you will notice the more we go, the nearer we get to Surya.
Yes, and then we're going to be passing by this very beautiful pond, and it is said there is no bottom. It's infinitely deep. And Ami Sindhu Prabhu tried to check, Ajita Krishna Prabhu tried to check, and everybody was so worried he just rolled from his wheelchair into the waters and disappeared for like several minutes. Everybody was thinking, oh, what's going on? Then he emerged and said, no, I couldn't find the bottom. And it is dedicated to Lord Shiva, it's called Gomukh. Gomukunda. Do not ask me about the pastime. I used to remember, I forgot. But something wonderful happened there. It involves the great Vaishnava, Lord Shiva. So our...
And those waters manifested there by some... with the power of some great Vaishnava who did great penances.
Exactly. If you look at the crack in the mountains, if you observe the mountains around, that crack is artificial. Something happened there, something very mysterious happened there. It's not the rolling hills, it's not like the other hills. Crack in between two mountains, and then the spring came out.
And we're up in the mountain, you see, it's dry, but yet water is coming.
That's what I'm saying.
As they say in America, go figure. Correct, Purushottam Prabhu?
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to the Surya Mandir.
So everyone is up for it?
Yes. But try to cover your head.
Okay, so take your darshan, leave something, little something.